Greetings. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. In this podcast, we will preview opportunities and resources to help you stay connected and stay engaged in the Austin area. This podcast outlines a few engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, March 30th to Monday, April 6th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We'll start this week's podcast by highlighting a few opportunities for public input and feedback. There is an ongoing I-35 redesign scoping process being facilitated by the Texas Department of Transportation. From now until April 9th, you can provide feedback on proposals being considered via an online feedback tool. Living in Austin, we all know why this is important. We all know a fix is needed since it is one of the most congested roadways in Texas, but the fix will be a lengthy and painful one. Plus, we want to come out of this more connected as a community and not further disconnected. The I-35 Capital Express Program, which is the official name of the project, proposes improvements to 28 miles of I-35 between SH 45 North and SH 45 Southeast. Austin ISD is having community conversations starting this week and running through the end of April on its strategic plan and budget. The conversations are scheduled by high school vertical team starting this week with a conversation for Crockett and Travis vertical teams on Tuesday, Aikens and Bowie vertical teams on Wednesday, and the LBJ and Northeast vertical teams on Thursday. Next, several engagement opportunities taking place on Tuesday, March 30th. So you may have to pick and choose here. Interfaith Action Central Texas hosts its Friends in Faith luncheon at noon, focused on the Black Church, featuring four African-American faith leaders. The Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation Center at ACC presents a special Women's History Month conversation featuring Mina Salami called Creating a Campus Environment and Community that Empowers Women Leaders and Their Voices. That event starts at 3 p.m. And finally, the group Young Invincibles is hosting a mental health policy briefing for young Texans at 6 p.m. They will provide a deep dive on the mental health bills filed during the legislative session. On Wednesday, March 31st, we also have a clustering of engagement opportunities. At noon, Integral Care hosts a forum on providing tips, tools, and resources for the intellectual and developmental disability caregiver. The intellectual and developmental disability community is among the hardest hit by the ongoing pandemic. Families are experiencing fatigue and hardship due to limited access to many crucial support services, such as respite care. With an uncertain end to the pandemic, we must focus on supporting caregivers of adults and children living with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Wednesday at 1:30 p.m., the Austin Energy and Austin Water Utility Oversight Committees will meet to have an update and discussion on the winter storm response by the respective utilities. And Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Spark Change Project, which is a collaboration of the Excellence and Advancement Foundation and the Girls Empowerment Network, hosts the town hall that aims to empower 9th to 12th grade girls of color to use their voices and know that their opinions as young women have the capability to influence change. This town hall will provide a space to uplift and amplify young women's voices advocating for change. Participants will have the opportunity to discuss a range of social justice topics and to discuss issues concerning their own communities in small groups. Now a couple of quick announcements. On the legislative front, Senator Sarah Eckhart provides a legislative update at 8 a.m. Thursday, April 1st, as part of her Coffee Jolt series. And if you need to register to vote for the May 1st local elections, you must do so by Thursday, April 1st. The items that are up for a public vote in May include matters relating to police oversight, local governance, and the petition to reinstate the camping ban. We move on to events relating to the pandemic response, a check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted 3 times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9 a.m. On weekdays at 7 p.m., Mayor Steve Adler hosts Got a Minute, a program on Facebook Live where he provides an update on the COVID-19 response and related issues. The YWCA of Greater Austin hosts a dialogue opportunity called Survival Mode each Thursday at noon. Survival Mode offers an opportunity to process, connect, and mobilize during this time of constant community threats and cultural reckoning. I'll end the podcast with a quick mention of the Community Advancement Network's annual celebration and Butler Awards presentation that takes place on Monday, March 29th at 5 p.m., the day that this podcast would air. So hopefully you get to hear the podcast early on in the week. We will provide an overview of CAN's work in 2020 and celebrate the work of 6 collaborative projects and initiatives that were critical to the community's response to COVID-19, as well as other vital efforts such as the census outreach effort and mobilizations relating to criminal justice reform. The groups to be recognized are the Austin Justice Coalition, the Austin Latino Coalition, the Community Resilience Trust, Good Works Austin, Keep Austin Together, and the Travis County Census Complete Count Committees. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and/or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.